Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. After struggling to find a new tenant for the future of a key waterfront site in downtown Missoula, city leaders finally able to close a major deal to develop the Riverfront Triangle into a new hotel. Just short of a year after announcing a tentative deal last summer, the city announced it had completed the $4 million sale on Friday with Whitefish-based Averill Hospitality. The two-acre site at Orange and Front Street has been vacant for years. Two major deals fell through just in the past decade alone. But Missoula Mayor Andrea Davis believes the city has finally found a buyer with local expertise and an understanding of the market.
As you know, some of the iterations and some of the concepts that we had, while amazing and very visionary, ultimately weren't financially feasible. And at the end of the day, these projects need to be financially feasible. We can achieve great things. We can achieve something that is innovative and visionary, and we can make it so it's actually possible to get it done.
This is the Montana State News Network. The sale will also spur affordable housing under a plan that will generate $7 million for the city's Affordable Housing Trust Fund over time. If you're voting by mail today, remember it's far too late to send that ballot. You'll need to swing by one of the local county election offices or a drop-off location and leave your ballot. Polls close at 8. While there are a handful of contested races for county positions, the main focus today is on the party runoffs in the state's three congressional contests. Tracy Taylor has the recap.
Montana voters head to the polls today to choose nominees for the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and state legislature. Several high-profile races are on the ballot, including contests to replace departing members of Montana's congressional delegation. Voters will also weigh in on a number of legislative primaries that could influence the makeup of the next legislature and help shape state policy in the years ahead. Polls close at 8 p.m., and election officials expect results to begin coming in shortly after voting ends. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.